remember as a kid going up to meet sometimes my father when he finished work, and there was used to be a hooter, a factory hooter. Have you heard of factory hooters? It was an 8 o'clock hooter, which was the start time. When I was at school, my mother would say, "It's time to get up. It's the 8 o'clock hooter's gone ages ago." And then that was obviously the time they started. And then there was the 6 o'clock hooter, which was the time they finished. And I'd go up maybe occasionally to meet my father. When they came out en masse, there was hundreds swarmed out of the gates, and the 35 bus terminated. It used to run from Clapton Common to Himes Park. They terminated in the Broadway at Himes Park, which is just around the corner from the entrance to the Helix. And when they came out, there was a fleet of buses there, and people would pile onto buses. People would come out in bikes. Nobody had cars, of course. Bikes. Also inside the gate, because of the Zionite, very, very strict on the fact you didn't take lighters, matches, cigarettes or anything into the factory. And I can remember the gatehouse at the Helix side, and there was a couple of chaps in the gate, and at the back there was a big rack with all these tiny little square sections in. And as the chaps went into work, or the ladies maybe, went into work, they would have to put their matches and cigarettes in these little boxes. And they were so strict. I'm told they used to have searches of people occasionally, not all the time. And if anybody was caught with matches, it would be dismissal. Now, I remember when my father went there, he said that every so often they would have a little demonstration to prove how dangerous it was, the Zionite. He said, and at the back of the factory, there was some waste ground, which underneath was the air raid shelters. There was a little footpath over that connected it to the BXP side. So they were interlinked, you could walk over the path. But on this bit of waste ground, they'd have a little pile of scrap Zionite, and they'd chuck a match, and it was just like throwing a match on petrol. Bang! It was that dangerous.